guys looked fairly dominant in that first period. They seemed to steal that momentum. Was that just a natural shift in the game, or did they do something to make that happen?
I think they picked up their speed a little bit. Some untimely penalties, penalty kills kind of leaking oil right now. So just kind of wrong penalties at the wrong time. They capitalized, stole a little momentum. Still 2-2 going into third at home. I don't think we hate that spot. Just weren't able to get one early enough to go in the third.
Did you feel there were missed opportunities in that first that kind of led to not putting them down early?
Some missed opportunities. I mean, we can't expect to be up 3-0 every time at home in the first period. It's just not going to happen. So I think in your building, you're up 1-0 on a team that played last night. That game should be where you like it.
Would you think your team's late push?
I think we have a lot of confidence that we can score a goal 6-on-5. I mean, we've been having some success doing that the last 2 years. It's just a matter of giving up that fourth one is the backbreaker. I mean, that's asking a lot to score 2 goals in 2 minutes. Our group's never going to give up, going to give it everything we got. Just I think one's reasonable, still pretty tough, but that fourth goal kills you.
Like after a couple of pretty wide open games to get back to the style the Kings play, and now you've got 3 divisional games in a row. Is that be a good template for what's coming up here on deck?
Yeah, I think so. It's a good lesson. Maybe a little bit stubborn in the second. It wasn't anything that was, extremely costly. Just we took away our speed a little bit. We thought going into this game, if we could get some pucks in, spend some time in the offensive zone, try to tire their D out. Obviously, Doughty plays a lot, try to tire him out. Did it in the first, did it in the third, just got away from it a bit in the second. Like I said, sometimes those penalties hurt you. And so to answer your question, yeah, it's going to be a little bit slower. There's going to be moments in the game that we don't dominate. There's going to be moments that they make a push. And, we just got to find a way to stay confident, stay with it, be confident that we can win 2-1, 3-2 games against tough teams.
Is there another level coming here, or do you think you guys are at the level you're going to need down this home stretch here?
Paul, you'd like to be playing your best hockey at the end of the year. That remains to be seen. So we're going to do our best to be doing that at the end of the season, and Lord willing, we'll have a chance to play in the playoffs, and hopefully we'll be playing our best hockey at that time of year.
Anything good about getting on the road?
One thing comes to mind. we love playing here. We love playing in front of our fans. We've done a great job playing with a lot of energy this year. And so to answer your question, sometimes it's nice to get the boys all together on the road and get a dinner in you, spend a little time together outside the rink. But that being said, we've done pretty well at home too. So kind of a catch-22 there. We've set a pretty high bar for ourselves at home. So would we have liked to have gone 7-2-1? Absolutely. Game, I think, coming into it, we thought we'd have an opportunity to win. Just didn't go our way tonight. I think our group is setting the bar high. So to answer your question, it was okay. It didn't kill us. It didn't necessarily vault us to a spot that we were hoping to get to, but there's a lot of work to be done.